Hi, this week the question is submission to God necessary for salvation? In a religious journal published by the Baptist denomination entitled Bibliotheca Sacra, the following article appeared: Does the Bible teach lordship salvation? Here's how the article begins. Quote, "Many Christians and countless others on the brink of believing are confused regarding the answer to the question, what must I do to be saved? What is lordship salvation? This is the view that for salvation, a person must trust Jesus as his Savior from sin and must also commit himself to Christ as Lord of his life, submitting to his sovereign authority. This teaching is false because it subtly adds works to the clear and simple condition for salvation set forth in the Word of God." End quote. Now, in reading this, I'm not trying to slander any denomination. This is what they themselves have written and published for all the world to read. This is the doctrine of the Baptist churches and others who feel that salvation is by faith only without any obedience. In other words, these churches are teaching that to be saved, you must merely accept Jesus as your Savior, but you do not have to submit to Him as Lord. They're saying it's not necessary for your salvation in heaven to submit to and obey the commands of Jesus. He does not have to be Lord and Master or ruler to you in order for you to be saved. Now, our question this week is simply this: does the Bible teach this? Now, one thing that this religious journal has correct is the idea that lordship of Jesus involves obedience. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" According to that passage, anyone who calls upon Jesus as Lord must also be willing to do the things which he says. Jesus taught that merely calling him Lord is not good enough. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Scripture cannot be plainer than that. To go to heaven, Jesus must be Lord. For Jesus to be Lord, we must submit to his commandments. Suppose the Lord gave us 1,000 commandments. Are we obligated to obey them all? Or does he allow us to pick and choose only those things we want to do? My friend, we're obligated to do all that the Lord commanded us. He did not give us the liberty to simply pick and choose only the things which we like. Suppose then that we do all that the Lord commanded us. Are we then able to boast and brag about our obedience? In Luke 17, verse 10, Jesus said, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we're unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do." Now let's review what we have learned. Matthew 7, verse 21 teaches that in order to go to heaven, we must not only call Jesus Lord, but we must also do everything commanded. Also, we have learned that after obeying everything that is commanded to us, we have no right to boast and brag on ourselves. We have merely done what was commanded, what was our duty. Suppose the Lord commanded baptism in water for everyone who would be saved. Does he have the right to do that if he so chooses? According to most churches today, he would not have that right. But according to the Bible, Jesus declares he has this right. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." Now, strange as it may seem, Jesus commanded immersion in water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as essential for salvation. He has the right to command this because he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Not only that, but we are commanded to observe all things which he commanded after we get baptized. We're not disciples if we pick and choose only the things we want to do. He's not Lord in our lives if we do not have to obey everything he said. Jesus is not our Savior if he's not our Lord. Suppose a sinner takes this requirement seriously. He's immersed in water for the remission of sins. Would he not be earning salvation by his own works, as many would argue? Could he not boast and brag that he has saved himself? In Titus chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." The washing of regeneration here, by the admission of all competent Bible scholars, is baptism. And here we're plainly told that we are saved not by our own works, but by baptism. Well, in summary then, the Bible plainly teaches that Jesus is not only our Savior, but also our Lord. To be saved, we must submit to his Lordship. We must do what he commanded, including baptism, in order to be saved. Salvation by grace involves submitting to the Lordship and authority of Jesus Christ. Salvation by grace means that in spite of all the wicked deeds that we have done, the Lord will still forgive us and let us go to heaven if we turn from our sins and obey him in all things. It is grace on the part of God to give us a second chance after we've sinned. It's faith on our part to submit to all his commandments, including baptism. Remember, Titus 3 verse 5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit."